Take your Bibles, if you would, to turn to 1 Corinthians. We are going to be participating in the Lord's Supper this evening. And I always like to try to go along with the theme of what the Lord's Supper is all about. And, you know, it's important for us to take time to go over these things, remember these things, be aware of these things, rehearse these things in our lives. As we go through, because that we are in danger of forgetting, right? Or becoming apathetic or just neglecting things. That's our human nature, right? And so we need to fight against that every time we have opportunity. So if you'll stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we will read all together out loud verses 23 through 32. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. So as far as, I guess, a title goes, we'll just kind of call this Memorials. And what is a memorial? What does it mean to remember something? What does it mean to be made aware of something on a continual basis? And that's what we need to consider when we consider the Lord's Supper. You say, well, Paul was saying to the Corinthians, and he was dealing with much more than just this particular topic of the Lord's Supper here in the Corinthian church. But he mentioned to them that Jesus said, this do in remembrance of me. And he said, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. And so this is a thing of remembrance. Jesus said to remember this. Jesus said that this is important. So as we talk about this idea of memorials, a memorial is simply something that helps preserve the memory of something. That's what the Lord's Supper is. It's a time to preserve the memory of what Jesus did with his body and with his blood for us on Calvary. Now, you understand that God wants us to remember this event. He said, do this as oft as ye drink it, right? Do this as oft as ye eat it in remembrance of me. Do you know it would be a horrible thing for Christians to forget what Jesus did for us on the cross? Folks, we ought not to forget that. Just like it would be horrible for us to forget what soldiers and first responders and people have done for America over the years. It'd be an awful thing to forget that. It really would. You know, furthermore, it would be that's why I'm against the tearing down of these southern landmarks and things of the Civil War. I think it's terrible. I do. You say, but you're in North Dakota and you're from above the Mason-Dixon line. I am. But it's a remembrance. It's a shame if we forget those things. Well, we ought to remember. Was it all great? No, it wasn't. But you understand that some of these things are there to just preserve the memory of something. Doesn't mean that we necessarily, we should have slaves again. And no, that's ridiculous. And people that say that are ridiculous. It's a reminder. It's to preserve in the memory something that happened. And listen, we ought to remember those types of things. So it's anything that serves to keep in memory. It's any note or hint that's used to assist the memory. So it has to do with our memory. This thing of memorial. Why do you think that Jesus instituted and said at this time with his disciples, as they were sitting down and participating in the Passover? We're going to get to that in just a moment. But they were participating in something that was a precursor to himself and what he was about to do and about to accomplish on the cross. He did not want them to forget. So he said, you know what? As often as you take this cup, as often as you eat this bread, do it in remembrance of me. Make it a marker. Make it a thing that when it is participated in, it brings you to remembrance. It preserves the memory of what this is about. So what is this about? It's about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, coming to this earth. God sending his Son. I mentioned my tie this morning. How it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. This time that we have of celebrating the Lord's Supper is something that we do to bring to memory what Jesus did. What God did in sending his Son, living a perfect life. Experiencing all the things that you and I would experience. Going through all the things that you and I would go through. You know, Jesus understands our infirmities. Jesus understands the temptations that we're faced with. He understands the sorrows. One of the kids' favorite verse to quote in a scripture contest, John 11:35. Yay. Amen. Jesus wept. Why did he do that? Because he loved Lazarus. He loved Mary. He loved Martha. They were his friends. He was truly sorrowed by it. But did that have a purpose? Yes, it did. So does Jesus know sorrow? Yes, he does. Does he know disappointment? Yes, he does. Do you think Jesus was happy when Peter denied him three times? No. Wasn't happy about it. Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Right? You understand that Jesus went through these things. He gave his life a sacrifice for us. He became sin for us. God turned his back on him. And he cried out, Father, forgive them, for they know what they do, right? You understand that Jesus knew what it meant to go through these things and that we're going through. And that he gave his life, he died, he was buried, and he rose again the third day. That's what this is all about. Remembering these things. Preserving them in our memory. You understand that God wants us to remember. He wants us to go through this so that we continually remember. And it says as oft as you do it. You know, it probably wouldn't be a horrible thing to maybe experience the Lord's Supper every month. There's no rule against that, right? We have in our bylaws that we just kind of set a time frame that we participate in every time there's a fifth Sunday. So that equates to about four times a year. All right, which, if you will, is sufficient. And could we do it more? Yes. Could we do it less? I suppose. But it's important that we do it. It's something that we do. It's something that we remember. So I thought of some things that we're going to, of course, end with the whole idea of the exact purpose of the Lord's Supper itself. But I wanted to go back and to look at some things that God did in Scripture to help the people of God to remember important things. He says, let's go back. If you want to, you can follow along over in Exodus chapter 3. One of the first things that God indicates that he gave to mankind as a memorial was something very unique, something very special. And as God is talking to Moses there at the through the burning bush, and he's preparing him to be the leader of God's people out of bondage. In chapter 3 and verse 10, God says to Moses, he says, "Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." And Moses said unto God, "Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" And he said, "Certainly, I will be with thee. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain." And Moses said unto God, "Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them?" And God said unto Moses, "I am that I am." And he said, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you." And God said moreover to Moses, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever. This is my memorial unto all generations." What does God want us to remember? What does God set forth here in Scripture? What did God give to Moses and to the children of Israel so that they would have something to stick in their memory, to preserve the memory, to keep their memory, or to note or to hint and assist in the memory of himself to them? I am. That's my name. I am. Folks, it's a reminder of what God is. We talked last Wednesday about God being omnipotent, all-powerful, the Almighty. He's I am. Folks, we need to remember God. We need to remember who God is. All-powerful, all-glorious, Almighty God, I am that I am, he said. Tell them, I am hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. God's given us some things to remember about him. Over in Numbers chapter 10, they were told, as the children of Israel, to do something so that they would remember God. In verse 10 it says, "Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginning of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God." You know, and I don't have time today to go through all the references in Numbers, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and these books of the Bible that talk about when the meat offering or the drink offering or the sin offering or this offering was given, it was to be a memorial unto the Lord. God's given us memorials, things to bring us into remembrance. You know who we're accountable to? God. You know who exists? God. You know who's important? God. You know who's to be remembered? God. And he's given us things, these things, for a memorial to remember. Did you notice here that when they were glad, blow the trumpet. When they were sad, blow the trumpet. At the beginning of the month, blow the trumpet. Offering burnt offerings and sacrifices? Come on, Brother Dart, blow the trumpet. It was a signification.
Every time they heard the trumpet, what was it? Oh, our God. Oh, our God. Remembering God. Remembering God. Remembering God. It's important to remember God. David said in Psalm 135, in the first 13 verses, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven, and in earth, in the seas, and all the deep places. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain, and he bringeth the wind out of his treasuries, who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast, who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his servants, who smote great nations, and slew mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for an heritage, and heritage unto Israel his people. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. The name of God is a memorial. The sounding of the trumpets is a memorial. Even the sin offerings and things that were brought before God were a memorial of their God. In Numbers 15, verses 37 to 41, the Bible says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. Are we getting the picture of this? These things that God gave to the children of Israel, these times where they came and brought sacrifices, these times where they blew the trumpets, these fringes and these different things. There's other ones. Remember when Korah stood up against Moses and God sent a fire and he blew them all up, basically vaporized them all. And they took those brazen censers and they beat them into panels and they put them on the area there to be a remembrance and a reminder of what God did. Why? Because we're thick-headed, that's why. Because we forget, that's why. Because we're human. Because we're frail. We're finite. And we need memorials to help us remember. We need to remember God. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 12, the Bible says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou filledest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. You can put in parentheses there, fat, dumb, and happy. Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord. Why do we need memorials? Lest thou forget the Lord. Hey, folks, listen. We have salvation. The precious blood of Christ has been shed.
It's been applied. The body of Christ has been broken for us. There was a time where we understood that we're a sinner. We came to the Lord and we said, remember me when thou comest to thy kingdom. We said, Lord, save me. We said, maybe something like this. Lord, I know I'm a sinner, but I turn from my sin. I put my faith and trust in you. I accept your gift of eternal life. You know what I mean? We whatever way it was, there is no magic prayer, folks. But somehow, some way, we knew what we were. We knew who he was, and we came to him for salvation. And guess what? We are free. In Christ, we are free. We're going to heaven. For me, it was when I was 8.5 years old. Actually, more like 8.75. It was the summertime before my birthday. That's a long time ago. There's been a lot of water run under the bridge since then. And maybe for some of you as well. You know what our tendency is? To forget. To forget. What is this for? To help us not forget God. To help us not forget what Jesus Christ has done for us. The people of Israel were given things that they were supposed to do on a certain month, on a certain day, on a certain feast. Every year they're supposed to remember the Passover. They're supposed to do this in the Feast of Trumpets. And they're supposed to do this in this day and this at this time. To remember their God. And after God giving them all these memorials, they still forgot God from time to time. And guess what? Even in a good church like this, and even at times of memorial like this, there are times where we forget the Lord. There are times when we get a little bit puffed up. We get a little bit self-reliant. Oh yeah, I can handle that. I got this one. God, Holy Spirit, just take a break. I'm good for this one here. And we kind of forget that He's our everything. He's our all in all. He's paid for it for us. We need to remember. We need these memorials in our lives. We need to remember not only God, but the deliverance of God. Don't forget, dear child of God, you didn't save you from hell. You're not the one that delivered you out of all your troubles. You're not the one that came in on the white horse in shining armor, saving the day. No, that was Jesus. He's the one that did that. God Himself, the Lamb. God delivers His people. You know, the Israelites needed to understand that it wasn't they that got themselves out of trouble, but rather God, by His mighty hand, delivered them. In Exodus chapter 12, the Bible tells us about their time in Egypt, and they were supposed to remember the Lord's Passover. He said that I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. And ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. You understand, folks, that this was a time to remember the deliverance of God. What were the disciples sitting down and remembering? This time of deliverance. As they took the unleavened bread and they took the cup and they were remembering what God had done to deliver His people from their bondage. It was a memorial. Those elements meant something. And guess what? They mean something to us. When we take that cup, we ought to think of the precious blood of Christ that washes us white as snow. When we take that bread, we ought to think of
His body that was bruised and broken for us. His beard that was pulled out. His head that was scraped by the crown of thorns. His side that was pierced. His hands that were nailed to the cross. His flesh that was ripped out by the cat of nine tails. His body that was buffeted and beaten and spat upon. Those are the things we should remember for our deliverance, folks. We were condemned already in our trespasses and sins. For by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Therefore death is passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We're condemned. But he set us free through his blood. And that's what we're to remember. It's a memorial. Just like the Passover was a memorial of God's deliverance, this Lord's Supper, these instruments, very similar to the things that they would have participated in. Maybe without the bitter herbs and the hyssop and the lamb and all that stuff that was supposed to be eaten. I understand, but these two elements representing Jesus Christ, just like those elements represented what God did for them, and the spreading of the blood on the posts of the doors, they were for a memorial of the deliverance of God when he passed over them in Egypt and delivered them out of the hand of Pharaoh. You understand that God wants us to remember his deliverance. Remember when Aaron and Hur had to hold up Moses' hands when they were fighting against Amalek? And when his arms would go down, they would prevail against Joshua, right? And when they would raise their arms up, then Joshua would prevail against them. After that event, God told Moses, he said, and the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. It was supposed to be a memorial. Supposed to be written down in a book. You understand that God wants us to remember his deliverance for us in our lives. You have to remember when you were delivered from your trespasses and sins. You have to think about that place where you were. I don't remember all the circumstances. I was fairly young when I trusted Christ. But I do remember as we went into this, it was a rental house on Sakarsi Drive in Valley City, North Dakota. That's pretty good for my bad memory. As a kind of a either brownish or blackish trim in a white house. And as you went into the house, there was a living room over here. And I know where the kitchen is. That was important. And there was a little hallway to the left. And my room was the one in the back on the right-hand side. And I remember that's where I knelt down by my bed. With a little gospel tract, and I prayed and I asked Jesus Christ to be my Savior. You ought to think about that. It ought to be a memorial to you. Remembering the time when God delivered you from your sin and gave you salvation. Well, one last thought before we enter into this time of the Lord's Supper. Not only do we need to remember God and his deliverance, but we also need to remember and have a memorial of what God has done to provide for us. Folks, God provides for us every single day. We often take it for granted. But did you know that you say, well, but I have money in the bank that I have earned. Uh-huh. No, you have money in the bank that God has allowed you to earn. Given you the health and the knowledge and the wherewithal to earn. You understand that all things come from God? He's the one that owns it all. It's all his. He allows us to participate in it. You know, when the children of Israel were going through the wilderness, guess who fed them? God did. Guess who made sure that they had clothing and shoes that didn't wear out for 40 years? Wouldn't that be cool? I've got some clothing, articles of clothing that are getting close to that. I do. I still have stuff from high school that I wear. I have a box of uniforms that I received in boot camp in August of 1996. Some of you weren't even born then. And then guess what? They still fit. Glory to God. That's great.
I don't wear them all the time, so I guess that's why they don't wear out. I wear out shoes like no tomorrow. It's amazing, so I couldn't imagine that. Hey, there's this little seed that God allowed to accumulate on the ground. They were able to pick it up and use it to make all kinds of things. Remember what it was called? Manna. Yeah, why? Why did God do this? And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commandeth. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a pot, and put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord, to be kept for your generations. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. You know, there were three things that they put inside the Ark of the Covenant. The rod, Aaron's rod that budded, remember that? The tables of stone, the commandments, and this pot of manna. Why? For a memorial of God's provision for them. God provides. We need to remember what God does. When Joshua and the people of Israel were headed into the promised land, they put some stones up. Why? Why do they do that? For a memorial. Joshua said, hey, do this, and that way, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. But the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you might fear the Lord your God forever. Did you notice back in our text when Paul says what Jesus said? He said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. That's provision, folks. God has provided for us salvation. It's a free gift to us, but it cost him everything. It was paid for by the Lord, and it's for us. Guess what? That's for our provision. He provided it. Guess what? It's by grace, with no merit. You did not earn salvation. You did not earn the right to have Jesus die for you. He provided. Just like God provided the ram for Moses. I'm going to do it again. No, it wasn't Noah. It wasn't Moses. It was Abraham. That's the guy. When he was about to sacrifice his son, God provided the ram. God provided the sacrifice. And these things are a memorial of the provision of God for us. You see, we need to remember these things. And one more kind of a P.S., if you will. Remember the prodigal son in Luke 15? Don't forget, he's a son. Okay, this is not a salvation story. You understand that this man was a son. And he said, hey, Father, give me my inheritance. And he went and took his inheritance and wasted his substance on riotous living. You know what that is? That's a Christian that takes what God has given him and just goes and wastes it on the world, wastes it on himself, etc., etc., etc. You know, some people, when they're called of God to do something, they're like Jonah and they run away. Do you know what God is doing? He's waiting for them to return. After salvation, we're not going to be sinless. But that's why the Bible has verses like 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Remember the son, he wasted his substance. And when he was there in the pig pen, feigning to fill his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. He says he came to himself. He said, dummy. That's what I would do when I came to myself. Hey, my father's servants have it better than this. I'm gonna go to my father. And I'm gonna say that, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. You see, why did you read that story and tell us that account in Scripture? Well, if you go back to our text, and we'll kind of be wrapping up the message tonight, but also moving into the idea of this remembrance of the Lord's Supper. You notice what Paul said there about the Lord's Supper and the importance of it? Verse 27, he says, wherefore, whosoever shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. You understand that in the rest of the verses there, it talks about this very principle. The Father wanting the Son to come home, to confess his faults and say, hey, Father, I've sinned against you, and I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight and against heaven, and I need to be cleansed. God's provided for us that cleansing fountain through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We have the opportunity. God, in the form of Jesus Christ, is our advocate. He's standing up for us. He's defending us, his children, the very ones that he died on the cross to pay for our sins. That's what this is all about. That's what this Lord's Supper is all about. Remembering God, remembering his deliverance, remembering his provision, remembering that he forgives sins and accepts us back as sons. You understand that God wants us to remember these things. There have been things given to us for a memorial. And this is one of those things. This time of the Lord's Supper.